Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you.
Oh, fantastic. Sige, game na.
Okay, game na tayo. Excited na ako, Coach Ron. Coach Jeff, sa ating guest for tonight.
Oo.
All right.
Coach Jeff, yeah.
Yan. So, ang guest natin for tonight is a millennial. In fact, he's one of the youngest agency leaders in the country. Yan ang maganda. And ano natin siya? He first discovered ABC 3 years ago.
3 years ago? Wow.
Yeah, he was actually batch number 2. Pangalawang batch na naniwala sa ABC during that time.
Pala, Coach, na, pioneer batches pala sila.
Yes, pioneer batch. Grabe, tsaka ilan lang ang nag-enroll noon? Less than 15 people lang yung nag-enroll kasi syempre hindi pa kilala si ABC.
Okay.
Word of mouth lang talaga nangyayari. And he's one of the first few people na naniwala sa ABC. And grabe, napakaganda ng story niya. In fact, lagi namin siyang kinukwento. Every time na merong ano, na merong batch, another Master Closer Blueprint Workshop, laging nafe-feature yung story niya briefly at pinapakita namin yung picture niya, no? Marami nag-a-add sa kanya kaso puno na kagad, 5,000 friends na on Facebook.
Narinig siya 5,000, Coach Ron.
Oh, 5,000. So, to inspire us tonight, our special guest for tonight's talk show, walang iba, kundi ang pinakagwapo, pinakamagaling, at pinaka-inspiring guy, Mr. Francis Sarmiento.
Okay.
Fantastic. Francis. Hello, Idol Francis. Hello, hello, hello. Kamusta ka na, Idol Francis?
Good evening, coaches.
Good evening, Idol Francis. How are you? Kamusta ba?
I'm good, coach. Okay naman po. Maraming errands din today tulad ni Coach Jeff, pero yeah, we're good.
Maraming errands, ha? Fantastic. Idol Francis, parang yung itsura mo ganun pa rin 3 years ago, parang hindi nagbabago. Ano bang sikreto mo?
Matawan mo nga kaming tatlo para
matinding filter, coach.
Matinding filter, oh, yun.
Matindi, parang pala.
You're not aging, you know. You look the same, your hair looks the same, your weight stays the same. Hindi kagaya ko, lumapad.
Idol Francis, meron ko bang special regimen na ginagawa every morning or every evening bago ko matulog? Baka pwede mo i-share sa atin?
Ako, magbabanggit po ba tayo ng beauty products dito? Yeah. Pero ano lang, coach? Actually, wala naman. Matulog ng as much as you can. Pero minsan, kahit ko lang. Yun lang.
Yun. Fantastic.
Ano ba tawag natin doon? Maaga ka natutulog or late ka natutulog? Ano ba? Early riser? Late?
I usually sleep at around 1 in the morning.
And then 1 in the morning?
1.
Wow.
Yes. And then,
what time do you usually wake up?
I wake up at around 8 siguro, mga ganyan. 8 or 7.
Hindi na yun. Oh, yes. 7 or
7. 7 or 8. Between 7 to 8 in the morning, gumigising na.
Sobra na yun, no?
Kaya kami ng, ano, ng sleeping habits ni Francis. So, okay. At least alam mo na kung ano mangyari sa book mo in a couple of years.
Tama.
Bigyan natin sila ng konting trivia.
Sige, coach Ron.
Actually, yung first two batches na namin, no? Ang na ABC. Talagang bilang na bilang sa daliri, no? I think their first batch was like 12, tama ba? Their second batch was like, yeah, mga 16, 15. Mm. And nag-umpisa talaga ang batch na yan because we had a coffee shop session. Tama ba, naalala mo yun, no?
Okay.
Right.
Shop session tayo, free coffee. Basta order lang sila coffee, magturo tayo. And that evening, meron isang grupo na naging interesado, hey, why don't you teach us? And at that time, coach, di ba, wala pa tayong module nun.
Wala. Kumbaga, whether we were ready or not, naisip namin, sige lang, game lang.
Sige lang, go lang ng go, ha?
Okay. Go lang, turo tayo.
Structure talaga, prof. Until nung, I think, second, kahit yung second, eh, hindi pa ganun ka-solid yung structure. Pero, ito, it's really one of the best things na nangyari na at that time kasi we really started so ano talaga so small, tama no? And Francis yeah. was part of that, no? And Francis, kwento mo naman how did you ano ba nangyari noon? Ano yung pa how did you come about you know learn about ano ABC? What triggered that? Ano bang ginagawa mo ng mga bagay-bagay na yon ng mga taon na yon?
Okay, well for me coach kasi back in 2017, no? Dahil madalas yung ikwento, so ang dami na rin nakakaalam kahit outside of my network. I was actually delisted, meaning natanggal ako sa company because of performance back in 2017. Okay. And then, nakiusap ako sa branch manager ko, unit manager at the time, no? Shout out kay Sir Lito. Hi, Sir Lito. Ayan, so, ayun. So, I got delisted from the company because of performance. But then, nakiusap ako kay unit manager. Sabi ko, Sir Lito Ross, i-reinstate mo ko kaagad, no? Kasi doon ko na-feel na gusto ko pala yung trabaho as a financial advisor. Makiusap mo tayo, balik nyo ako agad sa company. Tapos, mag-full-time ako. And then, mag-MDRT ako agad in 1 year. That was the ano.
That was the declaration talaga.
Hindi naniwala ka agad sa'yo si Sir Lito.
Ayun nga, coach. That's yun yung sales pitch, no? So, kung ako siguro si Sir Lito that time, parang kung na ako yung manager ngayon, no? If one of my agent would actually say the same thing. Baka ang sagot ko sa kanya, we, di ba? Parang mag-MDRT ka. Parang, kakadilis mo lang, tapos mag-MDRT ka, ano to? Pero no, I did not feel that eh. So, hindi ganun yung naramdaman ko kay Sir Lito kasi. So, my first gratitude talaga goes to BM Lito kasi when I declared that, yung, ewan ko kung magaling din siya mang etos, no? Pero naramdaman ko rin yung support niya talaga
like
that time.
I like that term.
That was May. Tapos, hindi ako nag-full-time. So, binalik nila ako May 2017. Pero hindi ako nag-full-time kay Pro until November that year. So, obviously, pang-e-echos talaga yung noong May 2017. But noong November 2017 na, sabi ko, sige, Sir Lito, sigurado na po. Full-time tayo at mag-MDRT and unit manager tayo in 1 year, sabi ko. So, when I made that declaration, November of 2017, I knew that I had to do everything that I can para magawa yon. And one of the things talaga na naisip ko, I have to learn as much as I can the quickest possible time. And that's when I made the decision na tatanggapin ko lahat ng mga pwedeng makatulong sa akin. And part of that is yung always be closing. And si Boss Peach, you remember her? Si Boss Peach Guevara, friend ni Sir Ron Magsalin, actually, ang nag-introduce sa akin. Kasi yung time na yon alam nila na gusto-gusto ko ng mga trainings. So sabi ni Boss Peach, sabi niya, meron tayong bagong attendant, always be closing, ganyan, Master Closer Blueprint. Tapos, so siyempre hindi ko alam yun. Sige, sali tayo dyan. Hindi niya sinabi na may bayad. No?
Okay. Sabi lang, so, ha? Hindi mo alam na may bayad.
Oo, so nag-yes na ako. Ayun, so yun yung kwento noon, Coach Ron. Nag-yes na ako na sige, sali tayo dyan sa training na yan. Nung nalaman ko na may bayad, sabi ko, my God, anong gagawin? Wala na akong pambayad. Kasi nga, bagong balik pa lang ako kay Flo.
Right,
so,
right.
Ayun, I don't know what came to me, no, na nung nakilala kita sa chat, Coach Ron, na antigas ng mukha ko, sinabi ko talaga na Coach Ron, pwede
bang... Pwede ba i-etchos mo kay Sir Lito
Ross? Sino ka natin, Coach Ron? Pwede ba natin ano, i-roleplay uli natin? Sige nga, naalala mo pa ba, no, Francis?
Paano ba yon? So sabi ko, Coach Ron, I really want to be part of your ano of your program, pero po wala akong pera. Pwede po bang 2 gives? Ayan, so... so hindi ako actually in-expect na papayag siya. Para for me, that time, yun yung way ko siguro para umatras. Parang, siguro I was half expecting na...
Alam ko, sinagot ko dyan, Prof. Say ganito eh.
Sige, Coach Ron.
So, kung pwedeng 2 gives, kailangan mag-enroll.
Ayun.
Ayun, nagamitan ng kwak.
Oo nga, in-ABC ako ni Coach.
Siyempre, of course. You know, the coaches, ano kami, practitioner.
Pero ako, I truly admire that ano, that move, that, you know, asking for favors. Is it, di ba, tayo coaches, di ba, sa, ano naman, sa buhay natin, talagang there will come a time na you will need those kinds of favors.
Correct, Coach.
And, you know, those are, ano eh, sabi nga eh, di ba, if you want to be blessed, you have to put yourself in a situation that you can receive blessings.
Right. Diba? That's correct.
Kasi kung hindi, sabihin, nagdadasal ka lang, prophesy, di ba? Dadasal ka, Lord, bless mo naman ako. Pero ang ginawa mo, buong araw, nasa bahay ka lang.
Oo nga naman.
Didn't go out of the way and...
You also have to do your part,
what
no?
What you have to do, tama ba? Mm-hmm. So, and talk to the right people. Diba? So, nagkataon at that moment, si Francis, he was probably talking to the right person. And hanggang ngayon naman, Francis, no? Kayo, financial advisors, kung meron kayong problema sa mga enrollment fees nyo, kausapin nyo lang po si Coach Jeff. Di, meron kasing ganun eh. Di ba? Sabihin, dumating din kami talaga sa point na ganun. Eh, pamasahe ko nga, inuutang ko eh.
Right.
Hindi ako naiiya eh. Di ba? Sabot ako maiiya.
So we know how it felt, no?
Coach Ron, nangyari na sa atin sa ABCXDT yan. Nung nag-conduct tayo ng lecture, the following day, may tumawag kagad sa akin. Sabi niya, Prof, nahiyaman ako ha. Alam mo, gusto ko maging compliant. Ang issue ko lang, yung registration fee kasi medyo mahal. Pero gusto ko talagang maging compliant. So sabi ko, pag naging compliant ka na ba, sa tingin mo, magtutuloy-tuloy na itong gagawin mo. Magiging seryoso ka sa pagiging... Talagang sabi niya, seryoso talaga ako, Prof. Gusto ko talaga maging FA tsaka gusto ko maging compliant. Sabi ko, sige, ito gagawin ko. Tulungan ka namin na ma-register. Okay, basta pirmahan mo na muna yung ano, yung MOA. Tulungan ka namin mag-register. Pag na-register ka namin, okay, mag-usap tayo uli. You know, after that this was last year, Coach Ron.
Oh.
Wow.
Ano yan? You know what she did? Binayaran na niya ng buo. Nung nakakomisyon siya, sabi niya, Prof, salamat ha, naging accredited na ako. Nakuha ko na yung commission ko because I'm already accredited. Sabi niya, pwede bang bayaran ko na yung 1 year?
Wow, that's amazing.
Binayaran niya yung 1 year. Tapos, she keeps on endorsing pa ABCXDT to her friends. Sabi niya, Prof, salamat sa inyo nila, Coach Ron, ha, Coach Chef. Kung hindi po ako na-register, hindi ko po makukuha yung commission ko kahit anong gawin ko. But since tinulungan niyo po kami, sabi ko, you know, ma'am, yan kasi ang ABCXDT eh. Sinimula ni Coach Sean tsaka ni Coach Chef, and we would like to be known na we are mentors, pero at the same time, we're not only teaching but we're also helping.
Fantastic. Pero
binabanggit mo, Coach Sean, kaya natutuwa nga ako dun sa binanggit mo eh, na align talaga ang values ng mga coaches dito sa ABC. And look at Francis. Very successful na with what he's doing.
Bumalik 100-fold, tama ba?
Oh, yes. So pumayag si Coach Ron na bayaran mo siya in installment, and then we were able to meet you for the very first time. 3 days pa ang session natin during that time, and you were able to complete the 3-day session. And then what did you do after graduating? How did it happen? Paano mo na ano, what was your mindset? What strategy did you do? Kwento mo naman sa amin kasi we're very curious.
Siguro kwento ko yung unang difference in terms of yung how I do the profession. Before kasi talaga, siguro na aside po, and sobrang laking tulong talaga ng Always Be Closing, no, anong Master Closer Blueprint. But on top of that siguro is yung reason kung bakit ko ginagawa yung trabaho. No, yun talaga yung isa din sa mga pinakamalaking change. When I started kasi the life insurance business, no, my only reason was I wanted to pay for the amortization of my car.
Okay.
No? So, parang ano kasi yun eh, 2012, mahahatak. Nakakahiya. Mahahatak okay. Yung kotse. So, sabi ko, kailangan ko ng extra source of income. Ayan, kuya, hello. Kasi siya yung katulong ko magbayad dun eh. So, mahahatak yung sasakyan. Sabi ko, kailangan ko ng extra source of income. So, I posted something on Facebook na ayun nga. And then, ayun. So, si a friend, a Facebook friend, si Kevin, sabi niya, try natin, try mo to, tong bago kong sinalihan. Akala ko pa networking at the time, no? So, ayun. So, when I did the life insurance business, ang goal lang is magkaroon ng enough commission to pay for the amortization. So, yun lang din yung benta, no? And I would actually meet my clients 3 to 4 times bago ako makapag-close for 3 years, no? And ang benta ko lang was siguro 5 sales in a year, ha? So, ganun.
5 sales in a year.
And that is actually enough na para pambayad ng amortization. So, ang nangyayari, every time na after 1 year kasi, bababa yung commission. Doon na ako magbibenta ulit. Parang ganun. Pero noong 2017, when I decided to do ProLife UK full-time, ang reason was iba na. Ayan, iiyak yata ako dito. Pero ang reason okay, na kasi...
Hello. Pero Francis, at least naiintindihan na namin, ba't ka dinidilis ni Dito Ross?
Yun pala yun, Coach Ron. No?
Kasi, pero hindi siya nag-give up, Coach. Ha? Yung 5 sales a year,
kudos to your leaders. Kudos to him. No? Kasi that was a very tough move. Tough love ang tawag doon.
Right, ano, yeah, that's right.
Kasi ano eh, kung talaga mahal mo yung isang tao na ayaw niya ng ganun, sabihin kung talaga nakita niya na meron kang potential and he, parang feeling niya, pag pinabayaan ka niya ng ganun, tutuloy-tuloy mo lang, di ba? So talagang he had to let you go. Pero, until you realize na, hey, this is not the life I wanted. Tama ba?
Mm.
And right. Talagang things happen for a reason. Di ba? And galing ng Then after that, ano nangyari? So after learning and all, ano yung naging difference?
Right. So after the Always Be Closing Academy, ang unang-unang change talaga is I was able to close sales na in just one sitting. Parang, yes, the client meetings took longer. No? Naging 2 hours siya minsan. Pero for me, it meant na, gusto kong kausap ng client for 2 hours.
Right. That's correct.
Then after 2 hours, pirmado yung application form.
Galing, ano?
Parang ganun.
So, tatlong beses, di ba?
Yes, as opposed to, mas magastos yun, Coach Ron. Parang tatlong kape yun. Parang ganun, di ba? Yung isang kapehan lang, okay na. That's the main difference talaga. So again, sobrang believe ko doon sa training ng Master Closer Blueprint. So ang ginagawa ko for my team then is alam ni Coach Ron to, I would actually bring as much of my agents as I can, no, as much agents as I can. Kahit ibang branch yan, kahit ibang units. Sabi ko, attend kayo nito. Kasi ito talaga yung nagpabago ng presentation ko, how I meet my clients, how I close my sales. Ayan. And doon ko actually nakita yung difference noong yung nag-a-upgrade din ang Always Be Closing eh. Parang nung batch 2, ang layo na dun sa batch 100 nung umatend ako. Sabi ko, parang, ibang level na. Ibang level na sila Coach Sean tsaka sila Coach Jeff. That's the main difference, Coach. So, yan.
Naalala mo, Coach Jeff. Francis was one of the first EBC graduates natin na binalikan tayo tapos pinakita niya yung presentation niya.
Right.
Alam mo, di ba?
Yes.
Today pitch niya, pati lahat, as in kompleto, as if kala mo, nagtuturo. Di ba? So I was really impressed. Ikaw, Coach Jeff.
Yes. Super impressed kasi talagang in-apply niya talaga yung mga tinuro natin. And the mindset was so amazing kasi hindi na siya yung 5 closed deals in a year. Hindi na. It was a complete turnaround and ginawa niya talaga yung sinabi niya dun sa unit manager niya na magbabago na talaga siya, magpo-perform, magpo-promote as a unit manager, may hit yung MDRT and tuloy-tuloy lang. During that time, Idol Francis, para kang naging locomotive train na tuloy-tuloy lang, no? Tuloy-tuloy. And naalala ko pa yung mga post mo, mayroon pang mga number of case counts. Di ba? Na meron kang goal na number of case counts na hinahabol and you were able to hit it. And we were all praying kasi nagdadasal ka din eh. Na sana ma-hit mo, sana ma-hit. And then finally you were able to hit it. How did it feel nung na-hit mo yung MDRT for the very first time?
Siguro syempre masaya. Syempre masaya. No? Pero more than that is yung fulfillment talaga. Na aside sa na-set ko yung goal ko to be MDRT. And kasi, parang feeling ko talaga nun parang imposible. Kasi parang sabi ko, parang kahit makapag-close ako ng sobrang dami, kung ibibenta ko lang naman is puro ganitong case, 3K monthly. Tapos naka-monthly lang sila. Sabi ko parang hindi talaga aabot. So nadaan sa belief and sa prayers. And naalala ko, Coach, nung there was this event Christmas, December, no? Sa saan tayo pumunta noon? Somewhere in Quezon.
Quezon City. Yeah, Quezon Avenues.
Oo.
Hey,
Commonwealth, somewhere in Commonwealth.
Oh, Commonwealth, Commonwealth. Right.
So that was
Sessions
December.
Bar. Sessions Bar.
Ayun. So that was December, siguro December 15, parang ganyan. Sabi ko, pupunta ba ako dito? Eh, naghahabol nga ako ng MDR. Pero pupunta ako. And I actually met with you guys. And sabi ko, ito na lang po yung ulam ko. Ito po yung hinahabol ko. And that's actually one of fuel pa na hindi, kaya pa to. Kahit 15 days na lang, habulin natin yung MDRT. So, sobrang thankful ako sa inyo at saka dun sa mga other ABC graduates na nandun at the time. Kasi, ayun. And yung sinasabi kong fulfillment is yung mahirap din kasi talaga, honestly, maghabol nung target. Pero yung fulfillment na na-hit siya after nung declaration and yung number of people na actually looking back, parang ganito pala kadami yung tao na natulungan kong mag-start ng investment and insurance plan. No? So, yun yung fulfillment that comes with it. Eh. So, masaya. Super masaya. And kaya noong first MDRT, sabi ko, ang goal every single year, dapat MDRT na. Kasi parang doon ko kino-quantify kung gaano ba kadami yung napoprotektahan ko. Parang ganyan.
Nice. And so far, to date, Idol Francis, ilang beses ka na nag-MDRT since then?
This year is my third year as an MDRT
member.
Wow. Congratulations.
Super amazing.
Galing, ano? Ladies and gentlemen, that's the good thing about ABC. A simple financial advisor like Francis, because nagkaroon ng structure yung kanyang ginagawa, nagkaroon ng system yung kanyang ginagawa, he's now able to close deals na hindi mo iisipin na kaya mo palang gawin before. Like what he was saying, no, Coach Ron? It would take him 3-4 meetings, but now, guys, because of the ABC way, one sitting lang, done na kagad siya.
So nangyari dyan,
yes, okay, go ahead, Coach Ron.
What really happened to Francis was, number one, syempre, nakapagbigay tayo ng magandang technique sa kanya.
That's
pero,
right.
Pero, nandun naman yung drive niya, di ba? Nagkataon lang na siguro, di siya focus, di ba? Daming distractions, no? And what really happened dun sa kanya is naging efficient siya.
Yes.
Efficient. And that's why even those who are already MDRTs, no, na nag-enroll sa atin, nagiging MDRT pa rin sila. Diba? Actually, kagabi, Coach, may nag-PM sa akin.
Hmm.
Teka lang. Na last year, COT siya ngayon because of ABC. Yan ang tina-target niya, TOT.
Wow, grabe.
That's amazing. He was thanking us because of, di ba, the amazing, she has, naalala ko lagi siyang nandun pag trainings natin.
Mm-hmm.
So parang ganun din si Francis. I saw the fire in his eyes na talagang, sinabi niya na eh, that's the beauty of, declaring it to the universe.
Kinlim na niya, Coach Ron, no?
Cheering for you. Tama ba?
Yeah. Saka ito pa guys, always remember, learning ABC techniques is just half the battle.
That's right.
Kasi even if you have that tool, if you're not gonna apply it, you don't have the right mindset, you don't have the resilience, you don't have the persistence, the relentless attitude in pursuing your goals, kahit alam mo yung ABC techniques, wala eh, kasi hindi mo ina-apply. And that's why Idol Francis, idol namin siya, kasi aside from knowing those ABC techniques, he made sure na gagawin niya yung part niya, which is yung the right mindset, the right attitude, having the right discipline, and of course, yung belief sa sarili niya, tsaka yung commitment niya to follow through. Sinabi ko to sa UM ko, gagawin ko, at na-deliver nga niya. Wow, super amazing.
Sundan ko lang yung sinabi ni Coach Jeff, no, na isa siguro sa mga reasons kung bakit ko talaga siya in-apply din is kasi aside sa nag-two gives ako kay Coach Ron na nakakahiya talaga. Yung pinambayad ko doon kay Coach Ron actually that time, pinangutang ko pa ulit. So parang nag-two gives na, nangutang pa. So in my mind, sabi ko, itong training na to, kailangan may mapupulot ako dito. So kasi in-investan ko. And kapag yung matututunan ko dito, i-apply ko talaga. So for me, kasi ang dami rin naman coaches no na nag-undergo ng training. Pero yung result nila is hindi kapareho nung iba na naging successful yung result. Pero kasi it's not anymore fault nung training eh, nung program. yung ano na eh, yung gigil na kung paano nila gagamitin yung natutunan nila. Parang wala kasi. Kasi I know some branches and unit managers, including me actually, is pinamimigay ko yung ABC. So meaning, sa sobrang believe ko sa ABC, I actually pay for the fees ng ABC.
Wow.
Pero nakikita ko parang iba yung resulta sa kanila. And now I'm looking back, I'm realizing siguro dahil hindi naman nila ininvestan. Parang right. hindi sila nag-two-gives, hindi sila nangutang, 'di ba? So parang siguro kaya iba yung dating sa kanila nung training.
I know that's very true na ito, sorry ah, pero totoo naman kasi 'yon. Kasi most of the time if you give it away for free, most of the time you'll be taken for granted. Tama? You know, wala pang ABC, nagtuturo na kami ni Coach Jeff. Mm. Di ba? Pero meron bang nakinig? Di ba? Merong oo, merong hindi. Tama ba? Pero sa mga tao namin before na, di ba, na nakinig sa amin, di ba, in 3 months time gumagaling, kaya namin pagalingin. Pero kasi iba pa rin eh, iba pa rin yung nag-invest ka. Di ba? Merong konting right. Masakit sa'yo, di ba? You have invested, therefore, kailangan talagang bumawi. Pero kung meron kang tigabayad, parang di mo alam kung talagang gusto mo. Gusto mo para sa kanila.
Yeah.
Pero ang tanong, gusto ba talaga nila?
Yun.
Tama, di ba?
Yep, so, yep. Tama yung Coach Ron.
Naalala ko today, coaches, di ba, si yung isang BM, mahal naming BM, ganun din before. Gusto niya, he wanted to pay for the whole branch. Sabi ko sa kanya, op, wrong move. Don't do that. Even if you can afford, don't do that. Let them right. pay for their own. Diba? Kasi para may makinig sa amin. Diba? Kasi iba yung ano eh. Iba yung nag-invest ka talaga. That's right.
Sabi mo, iba na reason mo nung 2017 compared nung nag-start ka. Hindi mo nabanggit yung reason mo nung 2017 bakit ka nag-full-time. Yan, naging curious, naging curious kami doon, Idol Francis. Diba, sabi ng kuya mo.
Oh, ata ano, mag-aasawa ka na.
Ayan, oh. Sige. Pakinggan natin.
Good. Iiyakan moment to, sir. kung sasagutin ko yan, iiyak ako.
Na-curious tuloy kami.
Okay lang, Idol. Dito sa lalamunan.
Let's listen to what you're saying.
Ayan. So, nung 20, wala pa nga, umiiyak na ako. Nung 2017 kasi, baka mag-background music pa kayo, coach. Huwag lang kayo
mag-umak. Nahuli mo kami, ha? Nahuli.
Isa nga dyan, coach. Nung
2017 po kasi, I felt like a failure na. Na parang, sabi ng nanay ko kasi makikinig siya. So I'm picking my words very carefully. Baka nanonood si mama. Pero I felt like a failure. Kasi parang pinag-aral ako. Ang plan kasi, originally, is that mag-aral ka ng nursing. I'm a registered nurse. Hello po okay. sa mga nurses.
Frontliners natin.
I'm a registered nurse, 2009. Alam, may background music talaga.
Kasama yan. That's the ABC way, Francis. Just enjoy the session.
So nag-graduate 2009. Okay. Flying colors naman yung licensure exam. Okay. Pero nung mag-work na, kailangan actually na mag-work para makapag-abroad, kailangan mag-work mo sa hospital for 2 years. And during my time, 2009, ang dami kasi naming nurses, as in sa damakmak kaming nurses talaga, kasi yun yung sobrang boom nung course. So okay. Ang ginagawa ng mga hospitals, instead na kami yung sahuran, para magka-experience kami pa yung magbabayad.
Oh, wow.
Ganong level.
Coach, so,
experience
baliktad
daw.
Baliktad pa.
Oo.
So, siya pa yung magbabayad.
So, ang dami namin actually mga nurses na hindi na nagtuloy ng profession. So, we ended up na call center, ganyan. So, nung call center, okay yung income. Okay. Nag-compute no, na kaya naman yung amortization ng sasakyan.
Yun.
Hindi na sa akin na kwento ng nanay ko at ng mga ibang may kotse, pag may sasakyan ka pala, hindi lang yung monthly amortization yung babayaran mo. Magpapagas ka pala, no? Puputok pala yung gulong mo minsan.
May maintenance pala.
So yun dumating yung time na parang, ayun na, hindi na mabayaran yung sasakyan. Anyway, from 2009 to 2017, I felt like hindi ko na fulfill yung plan for me nung nanay ko, basically. So my biggest why talaga when I did Pro-Life UK full time is I had to show her na kahit na hindi ako nag-nursing, na hindi ako makakapag-abroad for many reasons, na hindi ko matutuloy yung profession, is I have to show her na kaya pa rin maging successful dito sa Pro. Ayun, and hindi rin masyadong nakatulong yung sinasabi niya na mama, nandiyan ka ba? Pero sinasabi mo kasi na mamamatay ka na soon. Parang ganyan. So sa mga mothers dyan, huwag niyong sasabihin yon kasi hindi niyo alam yung pressure na binibigay niyo sa mga anak niyo pag sinasabi niyong mawawala kayo. Ganyan. Kasi yun yung sa mga trigger ko. So ano mangyari pag nawala siya? And binibili niya sa akin yung mga pamangkin ko. Ganyan na. Okay. My brothers and sisters are doing very, very well naman in their life. Pero meron kasing bilin na ikaw nang bahala sa mga pamangkin mo pag nawala ako. So I wanted to show mama before siya mawala na kaya kong suportahan yung family. Parang yun. So yun. So kahit mahirap, kahit na maraming challenges, ang hirap.
Hindi, laban lang. Tama naman yun.
Ayun. So yun, kahit na challenging, sabi ko, yun, para kay mama, kaya gusto natin magtayo ng GA, ganyan, ng General Agency. Parang gusto ko maging proud siya. Parang gano'n. So, yun. So, back in 2014, when I started my career, ang reason ko is pambayad lang ng kotse. No? So, the result, pambayad lang din ng kotse. Right? Yun yung 5 sales lang. Noong 2017, iba na yung reason for my mom. Kailangan maging proud siya. So, kaya din siguro, doon na ako kumuha ng lakas ng loob na mag-ask kay Coach Ron na baka pwedeng 2 gives, baka pwedeng utang muna, kasi para yun sa, you know, the end goal na masuportahan yung family. Ayun. So, ate, kuya, hi. Pinapaiyak niyo ako. Sabi ko, tigil ako iiyak dito.
It's okay.
So, ayun. That's the reason. That's the reason po.
Grabe. Fantastic. And I appreciate, no, dahil naalala ng kuya mo yung totoong dahilan kung bakit gusto mo talaga mag-full-time. And it turned out, Francis wanted to make his mother proud. Na maaaring hindi natupad yung dreams ng mother niya through Francis dahil hindi nga siya nag-nursing, hindi siya nag-abroad. Pero ang ginawa ni Francis was on a different way na he made it, he became successful, became one of the youngest managers in the country. And then, sa tingin mo, Idol Francis, masasabi na ba ng nanay mo na proud siya sa'yo right now?
Hindi siya very vocal, no? Na ano yan, allergic yan sa I love you, allergic yan sa ano, allergic yan sa ano, showing your affection. That's actually one of my ano, my hugot from my mom, na parang never niya man lang sinabi na love niya ako, mga ganyan. Never niya sinabi na I'm proud of you, ganyan. Pero I now understand na yung love language na hindi lang talaga ganun. Hindi lang talaga very vocal kasi. Pero I remember kasi nung hindi pa ako okay kay Pru, my company, no, sa trabaho, marami akong laging naririnig na parang, sana tinuloy mo yung nursing, sana sayang naman yung inaral mo, mga ganyan. When I ask for her help, wala talaga. Parang ayaw natin mang-istorbo, mga ganyan yung mga sinasagot niya sa akin. Pero now, iba na. Na parang, lapitan mo si tita mo, ganyan. Baka pwede mong offeran si ganyan. So, that's doon ko tinitake na, uy, mukhang okay na si mama sa akin. Na okay lang na sa kanya, na kahit na hindi na ako mag-nursing. Kasi, I think she will not give me yung mga ano yun, mga referrals na yon kung hindi niya nagusto yung ginagawa ko. So malaking difference actually.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Sabi ng kuya mo ulit, dapat pala di ko na tinanong kasi naiiyak yung kuya mo. Your kuya is teary-eyed with ano, dahil bumalik yung mga memories. Wow, that's super amazing. Super amazing. So marami tayong natutunan kay Idol Francis, but you know, we ran out of time, unfortunately. Diba? Bitin lagi ang isang oras, no? Bitin lagi. Right? No? Bitin.
Diba?
Oh, so...
Really happy that you're here, Francis. And ano lang, wala. We just wanna just want to tell you that ako personally, I'm really proud of you, what you did. You know, it shows that what we are, yung future natin can be created by the things that we consciously do. You know, kung just imagine if you didn't, diba, if you didn't have the courage, diba, to ask, we wouldn't have said yes.
Yes, diba,
and hindi natin alam kung ano yung naging turnout, tama ba?
Correct.
So, you know, that's really something. So kami, proud kami sa'yo, and we're always here for you and your team, no? Pero any last words, ano, Francis?
Yan, Coach Ron, tama. Tanungin natin si Idol Francis. Idol Francis.
Financial advisors and anyone who's watching right now.
First off, coaches, no? Prof. Sai, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, thank you so much for inviting me to be part of your anniversary, grabe. Sobrang laking honor naman nun. Siguro po, to anyone na nasa life insurance industry din ngayon, siguro find the reasons kung bakit nyo ginagawa yung trabaho natin. And everything will be a lot, not easier, pero mas magiging madali mag-navigate. No? So it could be like me, sa family, sa mom, it could be yung kids nyo, no? So what I'm saying is just find your biggest whys. It's going to be very challenging talaga at times, pero if you know why you're doing it and ano yung value na nakikreate natin as financial advisors sa mga clients natin, kahit anong challenge pa yan, mas magiging madali na mag-move on if meron man ano challenges na dadating. So yun.
Okay, thank you so fantastic,
much for that. Fantastic
Francis, huh?
Oh, yes.
Natutunan for tonight kay Coach Ron together with Coach Jeff.
Mm. So kung nagustuhan niyo yung ating show for tonight and you feel na, you know, may na-inspire namin kayo, natulungan namin kayo, and you feel na more financial advisors should be able to discover this show, so give us some love so that we can continue doing this.
Right. Yun, sir. Coach, one last thing lang, no? Just want to say na if you haven't enrolled yet sa Always Be Closing Academy, ako and I'm sure Coach Ron and Coach Jeff cannot promise din naman na you guys will all have the same results as I had. Pero what I'm saying is, if it's not because of Always Be Closing Academy and if it's not because of Master Closure Blueprint, hindi ko talaga mahihit yung MDRT ko in 1 year. At the same time is, you know, golden yung unit manager position. No, so sobrang laking tulong niya for me. So again, it's not a promise, pero yun yung nakatulong sa akin ng sobra. So attend kayo, guys.
Thank you so much for that, Idol.
Yep. Fantastic. Send us a message. Padala namin kayo ng link on how you guys can enroll. Mahabol namin kayo. And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C.
Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
always be closing!